This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with the DJV experience, DJV show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen is out. I'm so thankful for her and for you, Victoria, and for Kara. The ideas that we put forth here are ideas that are certainly worth thinking about. That's what makes this program unique, our perspectives on things. The situation with healthcare. We're going to get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus in his weekly report on important medical studies and information from the journals. One story that's on the top of people's minds today was something actually that happened yesterday when the Senate passed a new health care bill. It didn't have anything to do with Obamacare. It's called the 21st Century Cures Act. Apparently, it's been floating around the Senate for a long time. It's a bill that would let the FDA approve new drugs faster, provide more cash for research on things like cancer, and expand access to mental health care. Congress actually working together, bipartisanship very evident, and
isn't it nice to just be, regardless of whatever the issue is, isn't it nice to just be able to say that there's a strong bipartisan effort on whatever, even if it's what we're going to order for lunch. It's just nice to feel them getting along.
Yeah, this bill, I have no real, this bill is kind of a little bit of a pass off. I'm not a fan of the FDA because of who's running it.
I have a lot of problems with the FDA. The stuff that the FDA allows Americans to consume and to put on their bodies and the things that are in makeup for women.
It's all politics. Payoffs. But anyway, so I don't want to twist this into a negative. The thing.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm like you.
We need to have, in terms of the cash that's being used for research, there's a lot of money that's wasted on research. This is very political. Who gets the money is very political. It goes to colleges and universities where oftentimes people in the Senate or the House went. They're favoring their alma mater, that kind of stuff. There is a cure. To sort of go on the other side, and Ken would probably disagree with me to a point, and I don't want to get into an argument with him. But there's so many things that are done outside of our country that help people who have cancer. So many simple things that have been used for years in Mexico and Canada that have actually worked. These sulfur drugs.
And look at the advancements that Germany has made and Switzerland and even Sweden. When you think about the incredible treatments that are available that just aren't available here. And I guess it's a backlog of paperwork.
It's politics. But I will tell you.
Our big pharma needs us to be sick.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly. But what I do like about this bill, the focus on mental health care, which we all agree has fallen woefully to the wayside. There is so much damage done to our country in the name of bad mental health care. And so this is a total
lack. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So this is good. I don't care about making the drug makers happy, but I am interested in. And there's another side to this. There are those people who don't want to hurry up the process because of what you just said, who's in charge, and also how the drugs are approved. Some say could be a road to not safe medicines hitting the marketplace. So, you know, in that circumstance, I think that it is, there's two sides to the story. David's in San Francisco with a thought. Go ahead, sir. You're on. Good day.
Morning, Doug. And I didn't realize you changed the name of your show. So greetings.
I did because of the contributors, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. It sort of sets a different tone, but it's still the same It's my attitude's the same.
Sure. Well, greetings, Victoria and Jennifer. Hey, I was interested in this health care bill because it sounds to me like it's a big welfare program for Big Pharma. Mm. Those guys have not been friends of the common man. They've not been friends of medicine, for that matter. They've been taking ancient remedies of the Indians and trying to patent them and then charge $1,000 a dose for them. So when I heard the original proposition that they're going to get tax breaks and waivers, that comes out to hundreds of billions of dollars worth of tax breaks.
Putting that spin on it, I think what we were saying is it's nice they work together. You didn't hear us say we liked the health care bill, and in terms of what you've just said, I think we went to a gingerly position on that, but you're right. The money, the government money that comes in or is used for research that goes to these drug companies, there are a lot of people who object to the research being done. We pay for it. Drug companies take it, and they use the information to make money. And that's something that I believe was addressed to a point, and I can't remember whether it was this administration or the one before, that said to whoever got a patent for a drug that came out of government paid for research, you got to give us 8% of the take. I don't know if that ever went through. I know that was a suggestion.
Sure. Out here, we've got the University of California at Berkeley, and probably almost 20 years ago, it was noted that the chancellors out there wanted to turn the campus into a center for the corporations, and the students weren't there to learn. They were there to be free interns. And so you're right. The people are paying for it. The students are not getting educated. They're basically unpaid slaves. And then the big pharma gets to overcharge us for what the unpaid slaves put together in the universities.
I'm going to ask Ken Cronus about that in a minute. David, thanks for your points. Appreciate it. 888-302-3684. Excuse me, whenever you want to participate. So let's ask Ken that question, and we'll get to some of the other things that are news from the medical journals coming right up here.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 past the hour. Time now for our visit with Dr. Ken Cronhaus to check up on some of the important medical news coming from the journals. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit, Ken. I don't know if you heard the conversation about this bill that went through the Senate, the new health care bill, that basically gives drug makers a lot more money, and there's more money for research, more money for getting mental health taken care of. Do you have a read on that?
Yeah, I think more money for research is never a bad idea, especially for mental health. And, you know, the people who get it are happy. The people who don't are unhappy.
Yeah, well, you mean the research dollars.
The researchers. Having been a researcher, that's how it usually comes down.
Isn't it political sometimes?
It's too political.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. The news on smoking, even one cigarette a day, anybody who takes a puff out of anything, listen to this.
Yeah, this is a little concerning. JAMA Internal Medicine this week, Doug, even a single cigarette can raise your odds for an early death. There's no safe level of exposure to tobacco smoke compared with people who have never smoked. Those who smoke an average of less than one cigarette a day over their lifetime still have a, you ready, 64% higher risk of dying early, and those who smoke 1 to 10 cigarettes a day have an 87% higher risk. It's never too early or too late to quit smoking. And what I said before about research, that a lot of it's based on merit, but there's a hair of politics, and a hair is too much.
All right, so let's go from smoking to drinking, and what moderate drinking does, even if you have one or two glasses of wine or bourbon or scotch or beer. Does everything that has alcohol in it apply here in this case?
Well, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology just the last day or two. Moderate drinking, Doug, is defined as up to one drink per day for women and up to two drinks per day for men. That's a drink is considered a 5-ounce glass of wine, a glass of beer, a 1-ounce shot of a hard liquor. That's a serving. Moderate drinking has been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease, specifically coronary artery disease. That's the plaquing in the circulation to the heart, and have overall protective effects against stroke and type 2 diabetes. However, moderate drinking does not have the same positive effects on the electrical system of the heart. Even light to moderate drinking, Doug, may lead to atrial fibrillation when the top of the heart beats irregularly like a bag of worms, and can lead to the formation of clots that are pumped to the brain, leading to a stroke.
Wow. Ooh, that's some solid hard. That's got to...
You're threading the needle when you drink.
People, right. Okay, now, speaking of drinking, there's a survey out on how much water or other fluids, non-alcoholic fluids, we are. This is an argument that goes on all the time. We've talked about this on the program that we do together. How much is too much and how much is enough? And so what does this report say?
In the British Medical Journal this week, there's a report of a patient getting very low sodium. You're sending me your lab reports? Well, that's an important mineral, electrolyte. Getting very low sodium, which can be very serious, by drinking too much fluid when they were sick. You know, the doctors always say, go home, you have a fever, drink plenty of fluids. Well, this case, the patient took it to excess because we want you to avoid dehydration, which you're at risk on the other end when you're running a fever. The key is if you have normal kidney function and you haven't had a stroke, your brain's working, then your thirst mechanism will tell you when to drink and how to drink. If you're thirsty, water is fine. If you're not thirsty, then make sure you get fluids that have something in them. You want juice, milk, something that has something in it so it stays in the pipes and you don't over-dilute yourself by too much water. Free water, plain water is good when you're thirsty.
All right, let's talk about adding super beets to a plain glass of water. What happens in that circumstance?
Well, I love, my sweet spot are these natural products that have evidence behind them that they're beneficial for the body. Nobel Prize winning research from the 1990s that you need to keep up your levels of nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body, or your whole, from head to toe, your body doesn't function properly. This is a gas the red blood cell carries. It sprays before the red blood cell can get into the circulation to bring oxygen from head to toe. And the folks at Neogenis, they have cleverly come up with the help of a professor at Baylor University with this saliva test. You can test your own level of nitric oxide with a little bit of saliva on a test strip. And if your tank is low, you need their Neo 40 products so your body works properly. And then they have another product which gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of those high caffeinated beverages, your workout. Super Beats is excellent.
All right. Call 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Throwback Thursday music feature. This is the list of the top five songs this week in 1970. How about this? George Harrison was number five with you're playing Isn't It a Pity, Kara? The
yep.
B-side of My Sweet Lord. You want to flip it over and play My Sweet Lord? This is not a song that this is what they call a deep cut, in a sense, although people recognize this tune, but it wasn't the real attraction. Number five was My Sweet Lord, but that's because the riff, the guitar, the whole thing, the influence of Ravi Shankar on him. That's a fabulous song, actually. So, number five from this week in 1970 belonged to George Harrison as the Beatles went their own way with quite a bit of success. My Sweet Lord. I played this as a jock over and over and over again. What a great song it is.
Now, back to what you were just saying really quick. What's the Ravi Shankar connection?
Ravi Shankar had a very strong influence on the Beatles, any stringed instrument that they played at the end of their being together, and then as they individually went down the track, he was very influential on a lot of the guitar stuff and some of the other string instruments that came from his influence.
But, yeah, it's so cool that Norah Jones is his daughter, and she, in her most recent work, she's starting to a little bit incorporate some more of the like sitar sounds, things that he's known for.
All right, so George Harrison at number five with My Sweet Lord this week, 1970. Number four tune belonged to the Jackson 5. I think Ray Jackson talked to. I like the Jackson. I never cared much for Michael Jackson as an individual recording artist, but I did like the Jackson 5. This is a good song. Another good, really good Motown song. This was a not a one-hit wonder, but it did more for this guy's career than any other song that he ever recorded. Kind of an interesting, strange story song called Gypsy Woman. Brian Hyland in the number three position this week in 1970.
I've heard this song a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who it was or anything.
Yeah.
But this, I guess, was kind of a big one-hit wonder.
Yes. Quite a big one-hit wonder. A very big one-hit wonder. That's because of the story more than anything else. Listen to the story. You get the gist of it a little bit by listening to the lyrics.
How she enchanted me.
This came out before Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by a few years. All right, so that's number three, Brian Hyland. Number two, the silliest song of the year, Partridge Family, I Think I Love You. Number two.
Did the Partridge Family do albums, or was this
song?
Yeah,
fabulous hits, big hits.
Yeah, really?
I can see.
I mean, I know this song.
Bell Records. I can still see the label, a white label with red bells on it. That was the. Isn't that? I can remember. How many years ago is this? For heaven's sakes.
Yeah, a lot of years.
Yeah. All right. Number one this week, 1970, Smokey and the Miracles. This is a fabulous song. It was number one for a number of weeks. It was about his best.
I love his voice. Yeah. Never gets old.
And he wrote more. This guy's become fabulously wealthy because he wrote so many of the Motown hits for everybody. So anyway, the top five tunes this week, 1970 here in Focus, the DJV at 28 after the hour.
Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week of December 5th through December the 11th. The moon moves through the signs of Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. The week starts out rather low-key in the water sign Pisces, heats up in the middle of the week in the fire sign Aries, so get those to-do lists ready. And then the moon moves to the sign of Taurus. Taurus is a practical earth sign, and they want to get the work done. So this will be a week of really allowing us to get into the holiday spirit and move through it easily. To view my holiday offers or for information on a private reading with me, you can go to MariaFrancesca.com. Have a wonderful week.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in the news, in the know. DJV Show at DJV Show on Twitter at Victoria, rather on Air Victoria at C. Schillen. Have we figured out the Doug Steffen thing yet?
You are at Doug Steffen.
At Doug Steffen. And you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Actress Sofia Vergara facing a right to life lawsuit. Filed on behalf of her embryos. They've got names now, Emma and Isabella.
Wow.
In Louisiana. Lawsuit sort of, this is a bizarre thing here.
This is her ex-fiance who's doing this. And
okay, why?
Because he's upset that she dumped him.
So this is going to fix that?
They froze embryos while they were together because she's in her 40s and, you know, I guess they that was a better chance for her to have a baby.
Yeah.
And they broke up and now these frozen embryos are sitting somewhere in a storage facility and he's now claiming that, you know, he's making it out like, you know, she wants to murder their children. I mean, that's essentially, you know.
What does she want to do with them? She doesn't want to use them?
She does not want to use them, no. They're not together anymore. It's his sperm, so she doesn't want to use them.
So the sperm, his sperm and her eggs were together,
yep.
And they're frozen. So if you unfroze them, they could grow into a baby.
Yes. If they were implanted into someone, then yes.
Put them in.
Yeah.
So they're of no value now unless you put them into somebody's body.
Exactly, yep.
And does this nutcake want to take them and put them in somebody's body?
Maybe. I don't know. I think I don't know that he really wants to have a baby with his ex-fiance, but I think that he just, is for whatever reason, is enjoying making her life miserable. Right. She's married now to Joe Manganiello, the gorgeous actor, and I'm sure he's not happy about that.
What is it with people? Get a life, pal.
I know.
Get on with your life, my God.
That's why he gave them names. I mean, he's really trying to humanize this whole thing. I mean, they're frozen embryos. They're not, you know.
I didn't believe it. All right.
She doesn't want to pay for the storage probably anymore because you have to pay to keep them in a cooler.
All right, let's talk about...
it's like sci-fi, right?
Yeah, it is. Like Mondo Bizarro.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good and a bad. There are two different stories here about immigration policies or what's going on with people coming into our country. I saw this and I kind of liked it. Maybe there's a twist that I haven't seen. There's always something. You can always find something bad if you want. I tend to want to find the good stuff, even though I am known to Victoria and her mother as Captain Curmudgeon.
My mother?
There are a number of police departments in our country that are specifically recruiting immigrants, i.e. refugees, and in doing so, they're trying to build bridges to the communities that feel like they are at a disadvantage because they either don't speak the language or they come from different traditions, different backgrounds. They're just different. And because you're different doesn't mean you're bad. It just means you're different. And there have been a lot of, you know, the focus is obviously on Muslims and where they come from and whether they ought to stay and what they contribute and all that other stuff. But there are other refugees from other places that are coming here. And so I see this as, for the most part, something good as long as we're working with people that we know we can trust. And that means they need to be vetted. And that means that some of the things that Donald Trump suggested ought to be done to find out who these people are and what their intentions are, why they're here. So once you find that out, and then you bring people into the police in this circumstance, want to avoid trouble, and most of the trouble comes with these circumstances because there's a communication lack or difference or hole. They're not able. I remember somebody, much younger, a friend of mine who went to high school with me, and we were great friends in high school, became the police chief here in Framingham. And we have a lot of Hispanics in Framingham. And he was the first one to bring in an Hispanic officer who spoke language. And then he would train some of the other officers to do that, too. So, you know, and Framingham had a policy in its school system. As a matter of fact, Massachusetts does, I think. But Framingham, I remember when it was first becoming a problem, when I was teaching in the school system here in the community, there were the first throws of Brazilians. There were a lot of Puerto Ricans and Brazilians that had come into town, and they were in trouble all the time, mostly because of the lack of understanding between the two. Somebody would do something, and, you know, some store owner would report this guy doing something, and the police would show up, and there'd be this big fight, and somebody would get arrested, and they didn't really understand what was going on. So the police chief hired police officers who had a Spanish language background or were Hispanic and then he made sure that a number of the police officers learned the language. Now, fast forward to today, you need to learn a lot more than Spanish to be able to bridge with these people because they're coming from a lot of different places. And Arabic is probably harder to learn because not a Romance language. So there is need, and we end up as taxpayers paying for the education to assimilate these people. And I don't have a problem with it as long as we're sure they are assimilatable, if that's a word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that we're doing a good job there, because the other side of the story is this new report that came out yesterday on the immigration policies that are currently in effect. The actions that are being taken, half of the illegal immigrants crossing into America from Mexico are caught. Demands for asylum have exploded 900%. The report was done for the Department of Homeland Security, says the asylum demand since Mr. Obama came into office and loosened immigration requirements went from 17,000 a year to 170,000 a year. And what, you know, you look at this stuff, 81% of all illegals are apprehended as they come across the border. 54% actually are. So the government has said 81% are taken into custody, but in fact only 54% are and are sent back. So, and this was purposeful, so they say. Is this going to, I mean, the report, what does it do now? I mean, you know, throw bows and arrows at the Obama administration, they're all done. So, listening to Trump and his discourse on this, you would think that trend would change. And so maybe the value of this is just to see how bad it's become. And so when you see and or hear the number of people, it isn't like the administration hasn't turned people back, because they have. And the Bush administration turned people back. But they just keep coming. They go back, they come back. They go back, they come back. They just, it's like a vicious circle. And I told you the story about these kids that were here working, and they were illegals, and the illegal, you know, they do things, and instead of prosecuting them, they put them on a plane and send them back to where they came from, El Salvador, Guatemala, places like that, and then the next time you turn around, these people are right back here again. So we have a very inefficient, ineffective way of dealing with these people, and so it needs to have a multiple. After the Patriot Act, it was foolish. We just kept everybody out, which is not smart, because there are a lot of people who want to come here that can actually add to what goes on culturally and medically.
And there are people, there are people who are already here who have papers but want to become citizens and want to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have family friends who, you know, have been going through that struggle. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's of all things, this family should not be denied. But, it's a mess. It's a mess.
That's probably the best way of putting it. A mess. Let's hope it gets straightened out. Meanwhile, at 43 past the hour, you have to look forward to a discussion of the things you must absolutely have for this holiday season. If you're not in the know and on the go, Cheryl Kramer, K, is here to tell you what you need to have in decorations, wrapping, that kind of stuff. So stand by for that information as we get you into the holiday mood here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list.
And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Gentlemen, make a lasting impression this holiday season with JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open this Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. You'll only have to make one stop to get everything she wants. With up to 70% off select gold jewelry starting at $79.99 and an extra 20% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Get the perfect gifts on her list. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary and prohibited by law. Coupon required. Valid 12/7 to 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Coming up on 45 past the hour, it's time for us to talk with Cheryl Kramer Kay about the things that you really need to have to make your holiday complete. Cheryl is a beauty and lifestyle expert, former executive beauty director at Shape Magazine, so she's in on this stuff. The spirit of the season is upon us. Cheryl, thank you for being here. You're a mother of how many?
I have twin boys. They're 7 years old.
So... you
keep me on my toes.
Yes, exactly. You have that, and you have other obligations, professional mother, and so under the circumstances of the things that you need to do with your time, you need to select things that are worthwhile to decorate your home, get the things that are necessary as gifts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have a list, people love lists. Let's start with.
They do.
People love tips. They love lists. Okay, so let's give them what they want. What's at the top of the list when it comes to picking fragrances and things that are for considered beauty items?
Indeed. Well, let's start with a holiday classic, and I'm not talking about It's a Wonderful Life, but instead a wonderful fragrance. It's Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. It was created really as a gift from Elizabeth Taylor to her fans because she famously believed that a girl can always have more diamonds. And really, I so agree with Miss Taylor. Absolutely.
I have somebody in my life who would agree 100% as well. Matter of fact, we were looking at a catalog last night of ridiculously priced things that were, you know, it's all diamonds and stuff. And my God, oy. So.
Well, this is a somewhat more affordable way to get your diamonds. And there's a new scent called White Diamonds at Night. And I think, you know, if for the woman in your life, it's a very seductive scent. It has notes of night blooming florals, sparkling citrus, creamy sandalwood, and velvety musk.
Let me ask you as a woman, I, Victoria, the same thing. When it comes to things that are that personal, don't the women, instead of just saying, get me some perfume, in order for you to use, you need to get what she likes, what you know she is, or something that she wants to try, not just some random product someplace. I mean, I think that's what I was told yesterday. Perfume is to use after you get done with a good workout. You don't have time for a shower.
Classy. I like that.
Yeah.
That's not how I use perfume, but okay.
It can be done. Yeah. I've seen it happen in the locker room.
But isn't it right? I mean, to just go get some random fragrance is silly. You just, if you don't know what you're really looking for, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Well, a fragrance like White Diamonds is kind of a no-brainer. It is the best-selling fragrance, I believe, of all time.
Okay.
So you know that this is so universally loved that it's really one of those you can't go wrong with it.
Okay.
And the other thing when you're buying someone a fragrance, if it's somebody you're going to be close to, it's more important that you like the fragrance as well.
I think that's why
women, you know, women do wear fragrance for themselves, but when they're wearing something that's sexy, it's for you as well.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about where to go for decorations and wrapping and that sort of thing. Let's get some advice here in that area.
Well, okay, so if you are looking to literally deck the halls, you want to visit Big Lots. They have everything you need for the holidays, and their prices are really incredible. And there are, like, fun little surprises everywhere you turn. You can find pre-lit Christmas trees and all the trimmings, like ornaments and tinsel, lights. You can turn your home into a total winter wonderland. They have table linens and tablecloth accents, holiday blankets and throws. They have, you know, if you have different tastes, different styles, they have something for everyone. There's this
Big Lots. So would you go online and just Google Big Lots to find the one nearest you? Big Lots?
Yes, you can. They have, exactly. There's a store finder, and it gives you all the stores that are close to where you live. But there's really something for everyone. Plus, good. Gift wrap. Who doesn't need a
box of that stuff?
Now?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Cheryl, very helpful things. We like those tips. We like the list. Cheryl Kramer Kay here with things that you need to have on the top of your mind. If you're frustrated, don't be frustrated. Just listen to some of the advice. Make it easy for yourself. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From Television City in Hollywood.
No bad times, no bad days here. This is just like any other day, a gift. And with the gift here in this portion of the program is Chuck Curry, our movie man. The music from Good Times, which was a television show. Is that becoming a movie too?
I think there's some plans to make it into a movie, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
But I don't really know much about Good Times. Ask Karen in Victoria if they know anything about it.
What do you know about Good Times? More of age appropriate, maybe that's it?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, perfect. I love it.
I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Who is in that, Chucker?
John Amos' birthday. I believe he turned 78 years old. He was the father on that show. It actually aired opposite Happy Days back in the day. And without a VCR, you had to make a choice. Do you watch Happy Days or do you watch Good Times?
Yeah, well, some people say Good Times was the black Happy Days.
I thought, John Amos was on the first two seasons as a father. He basically signed on as a star of the show. And then Jimmy Walker, who played JJ, got all the fanfare. That character really took off. And John Amos wound up quitting because he didn't like the fact that Jimmy Walker became the star of the show.
Yeah. And he went on to play bad guys in a lot of movies like...
He's in Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2. He was the bad guy.
He's really
really, really, really bad guy. All right. So we got that to look forward to. Also, Chucker would like to address Hairspray, not the movie, but the TV show. So that will be in our focus in a moment here.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year.
I'm looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks.
We'll take velvet and shine.
And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, let's get at it here. Chucker, what's up with Hairspray? Why your interest?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I got a chance to watch it. I taped it when I came home. I thought it was one of the better live musical performances on a network. I think the reason it worked for me, I haven't read the reviews, so maybe I'm in the minority. I don't know. But I thought the cast was really good. The problem with these live events, Doug, I think is the fact that they're not done before a live audience, so you don't get that audience applause reaction after each number, which hurts somewhat of the energy. I thought that was a downfall of the live-action Peter Pan and NBC did last year, which I thought was bordering on terrible, despite the fact that Allison Williams was pretty appealing and that Christopher Walken was way off his game. But I thought Hairspray Live with Harvey Fierstein as the mother was pretty good. I'm still a big fan of the movie version with the John Travolta as the mother. I thought that was an excellent piece of work. But overall, I thought it was a pretty entertaining 3 hours of live television last night on NBC. So I give it a thumbs up.
Wow.
3 hours. Wow, that's an investment.
Yeah. Well, with commercials. But, yeah, it was a long production, went off without a hitch. And a kudos, Doug, Rosie O'Donnell was in the cast. What do you think of that one?
I don't know.
Who
I guess I'd have to ask Donald Trump about that.
She was the, did Trump tweet that the production was awful when she came on screen? But she played a high school teacher or a coach. Okay. She didn't have a big part, but she was in it.
Really?
Should I move on?
Yeah, that's SNL, what else you got movie news-wise, yes.
SNL performer Kate McKinnon, who I think was the best thing in the female Ghostbusters movie, signing on for a first starring role in a feature film, a comedy titled The Lunch Witch, which is based on a young adult novel. She can also be seen in the movie coming out this Friday, Office Christmas Party, with Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman. Kate McKinnon, I think, is a major talent. She plays Hillary Clinton skits on SNL. She's going to be around for a very long time.
Playing
Love
Hillary
her.
Clinton or doing other things?
No, doing movies.
Other things. Yeah. She could do whatever she wants on SNL for a long time, whether she'll remain on the show for a...
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.